This week on the Time Bat Show.
Like, some people use the snooze on their alarm. I just sit down in the shower for 5 minutes and
that's
just kind of.
That's interesting. I wonder how many people do that.
Probably not many.
Because, you know, we don't really talk about, as a society, we don't really talk about shower habits.
We don't talk about what we do in the shower.
We talk about, I go in, I took a shower, something happened, and then I got out of the shower, you know. Yes. No one really talks about the ins and outs of showering. It's shower talk with Timasis and Beth. I'm just kidding.
Learn what we
do in the shower.
Hello and welcome to the Time Bat Show, episode number 26. I am Bat Snacks.
And I'm Timasis. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
We have a lot to talk about today, I feel like.
I hope so.
You hope so? That's the show. No, just kidding. No, I think we do. I think we spent a long time preparing for this episode. Okay. Normally we only spend like a half an hour, but I feel like today we spent like a longer time. I don't know. Is that how you feel too?
We did set up our first stream on twitch.tv.
Oh, yeah, we're trying that out instead of YouTube.
Yes, because no one ever watched on YouTube.
No, so maybe. I think we had like one person.
That's debatable, because person.
So maybe we'll have more of an audience on Twitch, is that what you're saying?
Maybe.
Do they have like a podcast thing on Twitch?
I was confused as to how to categorize this on their website. Yeah. I had the choice between creative and talk show.
And so what did you go with?
I went with talk show.
Okay, because I would classify us as a creative talk show.
Yeah. That was my thinking too.
I mean, we have a pretty normal format, but I feel like the topics we get into, we dive a little deeper than a regular.
Than just talking.
Than a regular show. Talk. Fiction. Creating podcast for.
I don't know. All right, we'll see how it goes, though. They might ban us for being weird on a talk show, but.
Oh, yeah, that's bannable on Twitch. Being weird?
Yeah. No.
It's not. There are plenty of weird people. Okay, so first topic. I feel like I'm like going off a checklist or something. We had this list of things to talk about. First thing I want to say to our audience really quick is you don't have a Switch yet and you don't have Zelda yet, which I'm very disappointed in you right now.
Oh, no, I don't. That's right. I was thinking about getting one soon. The thing is I don't want to order off Amazon for some reason.
And it's out of stock everywhere on Amazon.
Yeah, and I'm too lazy to drive to the store, and I need to just go drive to the store.
But you're not going to find one, probably, because the stock is limited, so.
Yeah.
I mean, you would have to put an effort to do it, you know.
The last time I went to a GameStop, too, it was really, I don't want to like mention like companies by name or anything, but too bad.
Tell us about it. Tell us the story.
They tried to sell me all of this, like, special premium awards card memberships and all this crap. It was like a 30-minute sales pitch that I'd listen to.
They do that. Go ahead.
I was just trying to buy, like, a DS game.
Like, do you want to be our member of our Platinum Gold Diamond Club unlocked with benefits?
It was even worse than that. The guy was like, well, listen, you're already spending $60 today, so I'm going to go ahead and ring you up for this membership. I'm like, no,
it's
not.
Only $80 more.
But you'll save like
$20 right now, and your total will be $140.
He seriously tried to do that. I was offended.
Yeah.
It's like, and I think they have a list too. Like, they're not allowed to just let you say no. You have to say no multiple times.
They have like a checklist of things they have to ask before.
Yes.
Like, are you a platinum member? Do you want to be a platinum member? And then you're like, no. And then they're like,
are you sure?
Are you positive? And then if you still say no, they go for like the hard sell, right?
Yeah.
Well,
they're like, well, you're just losing money then. You're just really dumb.
Or like, well, you know what? I'm going to ring you out for that anyway, and you're going to have to force me to not do it. Yeah, it's weird. I think you get like a magazine subscription with it too or something.
I don't want it though.
No, I am aware. I'm just telling you.
My game.
I'm just telling you. Also, you can get like do you want like a protection plan with this?
Yeah.
Like, does anyone buy the protection plans for anything?
I'm sure they do, or else they wouldn't offer it.
Just seems like a waste of money, in my opinion. I mean, if you do that, that's fine, you know.
I mean, you said it's a waste of money, but, you know,
you're
it's
wasting
fine.
Your money a little. I've never had to, like, protect something. Like, I've gotten a defective thing, like, once, and I returned it, and then they gave me a new one, like, you know.
Isn't the whole, like, concept behind a protection plan that GameStop needs to make more off the plan than off of repairs in order for it to be something
to break even? Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so
they make way more money off selling the protection plan than they do of, you know, fixing things.
Actually,
or whatever.
Fixing things. I mean, knowing that, why would you ever buy it?
That's true. Like, just in case. I think the idea is, like, if you get defective software or hardware, you can return it for a full refund. But if you, like, accidentally break it or something, then the protection plan, like, works for you. You know what I mean? But the odds of you breaking it, if you're, like, a human being that doesn't throw your video games against the wall, are not super high.
Yeah, I mean, if you would classify yourself as a high risk, like...
Like, you're one of those people that gets really angry when you lose a video game. And you, like, pop it out. You know, it's mid-playing. You just jam on the eject button. And then grab it. And you, like, put it in your mouth. And you, like, snap
it
in.
I had the exact same visual.
Really?
Just a man eating a game cartridge.
It's like... And then they probably ask, like, sir, why do you have to return this today? And he's like, well, it doesn't work anymore. And he's like, well, what happened to it? Our protection plan doesn't cover everything. And he's like, well, I got really mad. I lost this game, Street Fighter, and I popped it out. I started chewing on it. And he's like, oh, the chewed. Yeah, we do cover chewed up game cartridges or whatever. We get
that's
that a
normally
lot.
To cover babies and people, you know, with young children. But
and then they're like, how old are you? Yeah, like they have like if you're under 35, they're like, okay, we got it. That's fine.
Yeah,
we're covered. Yeah, I don't know. It's
that's
weird.
Why I don't want to go to GameStop though, or any other
retailer
spot video game
spot.
Vendor,
there's no other
whatever
X
they're called.
Spot.
There's other game stores.
I mean, not really. GameStop's really eating all the other competition.
Yeah, you know?
Like there used to be EB Games, but then GameStop absorbed them. There's a few, like, mom-and-pop ones, you know?
Yeah, there's not anymore.
And then you have, like, Best Buy, which... Best Buy is, like, the most hit-or-miss, like place in existence.
I've bought one thing ever at a Best Buy, and it
really?
Was a TV.
I go to Best Buy pretty frequently, because...
What do you buy there?
Like, video games. Like, I'll get video games at Best Buy. They have this deal where if you pay $30... For 2 years, every game you buy is 20% off. Which, if you buy more than, like, 3 games or 4 games in 2 years, it's worth it. So I do that.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. But Best Buy is super hit or miss. Their employees don't really know what they're talking about. That's the problem with Best Buy. Yeah. Like, you're like, how's this TV? And they're like, it's good.
It's a pretty good TV, as you can see.
And you're like, so what's the refresh rate? And they're like, well, it's good.
You can play your video games on this TV.
And it has two HDMI outs. And you're like, that's cool. Can you tell me a little more about it? Well, it's cheaper than this one. Which means it's slightly worse, but also cheaper.
You know, you get what you pay for. You know?
they just say broad, like... salesman things. You know, you get what you pay for. The colors are a little crisper. On this other model here.
Yeah. This TV is curved. That means it's more expensive.
What's with the curved TVs?
I hate them.
They don't make any sense to me.
They're a lot more expensive, and they give me motion sickness.
Have you ever, like, watched TV on a curved TV?
Briefly at the store.
At the store? Okay.
Yeah, my TV is not curved.
No, I know that. You have a big regular TV. But I'm just trying to figure out, like, what is the point of curved? Are they supposed to do something specifically?
I think it's supposed to be more immersive because it like wraps around you or something, but
that sounds,
I think it's just a gimmick.
It sounds annoying.
Yeah.
What about people that aren't like in the direct center? They're going to see like the back of a curb, right?
Yes.
Like, wouldn't that be bad? You know?
I think it's for single users that sit in one place.
I feel like curved TV only makes sense if you're like directly in front of the TV and you're at a specific distance away from it.
Yeah.
But even then, I don't know if that would give you any advantages.
Yeah.
You know?
I would still rather just have a normal TV.
Yeah. So it's a gimmick, is that, that's what you're saying?
Yeah, that's my guess.
I mean, I don't know. I don't have a curved TV. Nor will I ever buy one, because they're like $500 more than a regular TV. You know?
Yeah. I'm thinking about buying a second TV, just because, like, on my TV, the input lag is a little more than I like it to be.
Well, the larger the TVs...
usually that means it's more.
Usually it means they have more input lag.
But they make big TVs that have really low input lag. They're just kind of expensive.
Do you have a plasma or an LCD or what?
I have an LCD.
Okay. Because I have an LED, and those are supposed to have slightly less input lag than...
Yeah, mine's like the LED, LCD, whatever.
Whatever.
There's so many... There's a lot of letters.
That's another problem with TVs. Like, they have so many different names for stuff. And to the average consumer, they're like, I have no idea what that means. And I know a fair bit about technology. I still don't know what half the things mean. Like, it's like, calm down, you know, like, let's, it's all
I don't know why that
stuff.
Many different technologies exist for the single product. I mean, usually if you have something, the best kind of technology just sort of takes over. Like, I don't know why plasma exists if it's worse than
LCD, I don't either.
For example.
But then it's like, well, some people prefer it. It's like, who? Who prefers it? Like, show me the person.
People that manufacture plasma TVs.
And then, like curved TVs, some people prefer that. Like, who? Who prefers that?
Yeah.
It's just weird. I don't know. Like, TVs should be, like, there should be three. There should be the cheap one, the middle one, and the high-end one, right? In all the different sizes. But instead, they're like, well, this one's 4K with high-definition rendering technology and Florben Scorps backfiring lighting emulsion system or something.
Yeah, it's, like, something like optical media. Like, there's just Blu-ray.
Mm-hmm. Because like, the other ones just died.
HD DVDs were technically better, but Blu-ray won the race.
Yeah.
Like, they just won, so that's what everybody uses.
Yeah, TVs are strange. I mean, I like nice TVs, but it's just weird that there's so many different, you know, ways to, like, it just feels like, all right, you know, we're at 1080p now, like, or we're moving to 4K, like, that'll win, and then you just buy those, like... I don't get, like, the extra stuff. Like, oh, we got the curved ones, and this one's in 3D, and this one has some weird random stuff that you'll never use. You know, they always come with features that you'll never use, too. Like, you have apps on your TV now.
Yeah.
And you're like, thanks.
You can hook your TV up to the internet just in case you want a really bad browsing experience.
And they say it like that. This thing called the internet is possible to connect to your TV. And you're like, wow, the internet. Why would you use your TV as an internet browser when you have like 8 other browsers? Anyways, TVs are dumb. You are going to see a specific movie.
You really wanted to talk about this.
I wrote it down.
I didn't realize this was weird until you were talking about
weird.
It.
It's not weird. I just think
you said it was weird.
Okay, just tell.
Yeah, I'm going to see Beauty and the Beast this weekend.
Mm-hmm. And who are you seeing Beauty and the Beast with?
I'm just going by myself.
See, that's the weird part to me.
It's not weird. It looks like a good movie.
Does it, though?
It does.
Does it, though?
You know that I really like animated movies.
Do I know that?
You
I guess
should.
I do. I mean, it's not animated, though.
I see every animated movie every single year, and I...
True. That's true, true, true.
Those are usually the only ones I see.
Okay, but Beauty and the Beast isn't animated, for one.
It sort of is.
It's animated in, like, a bad way.
Yes, I'll give it to you that all the characters look really weird.
Like, really weird. Like, not just a little weird, like...
I don't want to like discredit the artists because I think they did a fantastic job. Like, how I don't know how they could have made them look better.
No. I agree. Like, yes, it's the best that they could look in a real life setting, but yes. It's still really weird. Like when weird. when you remove the fact that yes, it's the best they could do, it's still weird. Like, I don't know.
I think it's going to be good. Disney makes really good movies.
They do. The Beast looks weird, too.
The Beast looks weird.
He looks, yeah. He looks really weird.
Yes.
He has,
yes,
like, he a does. Weird face. Sorry, I'm, like, totally, like, being mean to a movie you might, like, love. Like, next episode, you're going to come back and be like, Beauty and the Beast was the best movie I've ever seen.
I will probably love it. I haven't disliked a Disney movie. Probably, I don't think ever.
Are they going to have all the songs in the new Beauty and the Beast movie?
Yeah, I've heard they're singing.
Oh, so they're.
It's not I don't like know about forefront. The classic songs, but
did
I
you do see, know that they're singing. Did you see the Jungle Book live action thing?
Yeah, that was great.
You liked that? I thought it was awful.
You thought it was bad?
I thought it was so bad.
You know.
It was so boring. And then, yeah. Like, they sung, and I was like, why are you singing? Like, I get the animated movie. I love the animated version, because the singing was...
Yeah.
Made sense. But then you have, like, a 3D, like, bear singing to, like, a real kid. Like a
bear.
And it's like, what is happening in this movie yeah. right now?
Baloo in the redone Jungle Book did not look like Baloo in the cartoon.
He was a bear.
He looked like a bear.
It was, oh, and the kid actor in that movie was really bad at acting.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to say, oh, he was bad. He's bad at acting, but, like, yes, it was bad. But, I mean, he's a kid.
You take a kid who's pretty much just acting in front of a green screen.
No, I know.
Yeah, like, what?
What are you going to do? Like, how do you give him directions? Like, all right, now there's a bear singing to you. Go! And action.
Like, if they put me in that scene, I would look a lot worse than that kid. Yeah,
that's true.
I'd be like, yeah, singing bear.
Like, what do I, what emotion am I going with? How do I
convey this emotionally? Like,
all right, the scene you're in right now is there's a bear singing to you, and you're enjoying it. And action, go. Yeah, I wouldn't do better either. I don't think it's the kid. It was more that, like, the movie was all 3D except for the kid. So it was like, how do you act with that? I have no idea. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like Beauty and the Beast might have a similar thing because I don't know. I don't know how much is, like, rendered versus how much is just...
Oh, yeah. I mean, I didn't even think about that. Like, where does the actor start and the CGI kind of start?
I don't know. I kind of imagine in Beauty and the Beast, maybe they have, like, an actor being the Beast, but he has, like, a bunch of, like, those, like, little marker things on his skin. Yeah. So then they can actually interact like real people, you know.
Yeah, it's sort of like a Blizzard movie. You know, that doesn't make it sound a whole lot better.
Hey, but Blizzard movies are really, like, pretty to look at, and they get you pumped.
Warcraft wasn't good.
Well, yeah, it's true.
Like, objectively, it was a bad movie.
Do you think there's actors for, like, the Tupperware and stuff? The Tupperware, whatever. You know what I mean? Like, the cutlery and stuff?
I think they do.
No, but, like, do you think they're, like, in the scene, like, moving around?
Oh, they're, like, crouched over? Like,
like a Muppet kind of thing. Like, that's how I would want to do it. You know what I mean?
I think they, like, film the scene separately, and then just through the magic of, like, insane modern-day editing... They put everything together.
See, I would prefer if the actors were all there together, and then they just figured out a way to, like, remove some of them and be like, okay, you know, now we're putting a candlestick in place of you, of your acting or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know how that would work. You know, honestly, now that I think about it, I kind of would prefer a live-action Beauty and the Beast with, like Muppets, kind of, like, puppet-style stuff, you know?
Like, really, like, creepy old puppets, kind of like the Dark Crystal?
Yeah. Like,
in that vein, kind of.
Yeah, because, you know, in The Dark Crystal, you got, like, David Bowie and the girl, I forget her name. But, like, all the rest are just puppets, basically.
Right.
You know what I mean? I know that's Labyrinth. Whatever. You know what I'm talking about. When you can combine puppetry and real people. And it looks a little weird, but, like, it's all in the same... I don't know. It looks like it's all one cohesive world or whatever.
Yeah, I really appreciate movies like that. I don't know. I'm excited to see it. I have no idea how they've achieved the film technology that is Beauty and the Beast, but
Well, that's part of why I want to see it.
So next week you'll give everyone a review, right? Because I'm not going to see it.
Yes, I'll tell everybody.
See the new King Kong movie, although that.
I'll definitely see that.
That kind of looks bad too.
I think it looks great. Did you like the Peter Jackson one?
Yeah, I liked Peter Jackson.
Yeah, I loved it. That was so good.
Yeah, I liked it a lot. This new one looks very different.
It has John C. Reilly.
Oh, I know it has John C. Reilly in it, who seems like very out of place in the movie. I'm not gonna lie.
Okay, you saw the preview. Did you like his role in the preview or dislike it?
I didn't hate it, but
it sort of depends on how much of him.
Yes, exactly. It seemed very weird. It was like they open with like this island is cursed and blah blah blah, and like it's kind of intense, and it's like, oh, this is bad. And then John C. Reilly's there, like,
and then suddenly it's Dr. Steve Brule.
He's delivering like a line that you would see in like a Will Ferrell movie or something. You know what I mean? Yes. And you're like, what is this doing in this movie? And then they cut back to action, and I'm like, I'm not really sure the tone of this movie, but we'll see. I don't know. It depends. Like you said, it depends how much he's in it.
Yeah.
Like, if he was the main character, I probably wouldn't like it. But if he's only there a couple times, you know, I don't know. We'll see. It's hard to say. But it looks good. No, what do you think?
I usually like King Kong, so.
Yeah, I mean, I like. I think it looks
good.
I like monster stuff, you know.
Yeah.
The spectacle of it is fun. Okay, so I have a couple weird... Oh, go ahead. What were you going to say?
Oh, so yeah, that was... I'm going to see Beauty and the Beast this weekend by myself.
And this is a little weird to see by yourself. I just wanted to bring that up. It's a little
weird. It's not weird for me to see King Kong by myself.
No, but Beauty and the Beast is like... It's not a kid's movie, but it kind of is. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's why it's weird. Like if you... Like, I don't know. Yeah, I see what you mean. I mean, it's fine. It'll be fine. There will probably be other men, other single men there.
Will there? Will there?
That's the other thing I want to know. When you come back with your review, let us know how many other single men are in the theater watching Beauty and the Beast with you.
Yeah.
What time are you seeing it? Like, I don't know, like a Friday?
Probably really late, because I get off... Yeah, it comes out tomorrow, and... I kind of want to do stuff before I go see the movie, so I'll probably see it real late.
A later show, like a 9 or a 10 or something?
Yeah.
Okay, well then your likelihood of seeing it with other adults is a lot higher than,
you know.
So there you go.
I think I'll be a minority of single men that are seeing Beauty and the Beast alone.
Like, so you're like walking out of the theater, and some guy that's like with his girlfriend or something, he's like, so how'd you like it? And you're like, it was good. It's like, and he's like, how did, All right.
Have a good night.
Have a good day. He like notices like you're alone. He's like, all right, have a good day.
I really enjoy animated movies.
Sorry, I'm making fun of you. I'm probably making fun of like all our viewers because I bet everyone is like, they're like, I'm seeing it alone. Damn it.
I'm so excited about this movie. Like, legitimately, yeah.
You have weird tastes in movies. It's fine, though. I know. I'm glad. I'm glad that one of us has to see Beauty and the Beast, and I'm glad it's not me. So there we go. That's what I'll say about that. I have some weird news stories. Do you want to get into those?
Let's get into those, yeah.
We talked about Beauty and the Beast long enough, I think.
Yes.
Okay, so in New York City... In the airport at JFK, there's a man that had, like, really, really tight pants. But they weren't tight in the traditional sense. They were tight as in, like, it looked like he had a bunch of stuff stuffed in them and they were, like, bursting out. Okay. And he was arrested. And apparently he was smuggling $164,000 worth of cocaine in his pants.
So he's just, like, in his pants.
Yes, in his pants. And there's, like, a picture. And it basically looks like two, like, casts. You know what I mean? Like, it's, like, obviously not your pants. It's, like, obviously cocaine taped around your legs. You know what I mean?
What was he thinking?
I don't really know.
Was he arriving or departing? Or
He was arriving from the Dominican Republic.
Okay, so he actually boarded at the Dominican
Republic. Oh, yeah, he got on the plane, and he arrived. And then they were like, wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
That doesn't look quite right. So, let's check, and then there you go. It's a short story, but, you know, I thought it was an interesting one because, you know, I feel like that's I would catch that. If I was, you know, a security guard and they were getting on the plane, I'd be like, you know, what's going on, sir? What's going on with your pants there? Like, I mean, if that's a new style, it's fine.
A medical condition or, like, yeah.
I don't know. I feel like they could see that on, like, a scan, too. But, I don't know.
the many pounds of cocaine taped like, to your leg.
What is all those plastic bags doing around your pants? Like, I don't understand that. And he's like, oh, nothing, just, you know, I really like my snacks.
I got a lot of snacks.
Got some Fritos in there, and I got some Cheez-Its, and, you know, I get really hungry on these planes, so, you know. Anyway, so.
He must not know a lot about the United States. Like, maybe he's just a, you know, a poor, lowly cocaine farmer.
Yeah, farmer. You know, that's what they do.
Joe. I don't know. I don't know what they do. I don't know how they like.
They farm it. That's what they do in the Dominican Republic. They farm it. What do you do? I'm a cocaine farmer. I farm it.
He has a family to feed.
I got a whole acre of cocaine plants.
he was thinking. I don't know. His family is like he owes money to the mafia, and he instead of paying
Dominican Republic,
he could, you know, come to the United States, sell it here, and go back with the money and get into debt. Maybe.
Oh, in the Dominican Republic.
Right.
Okay.
he's got an acre of cocaine.
The funny thing is, like, I think cocaine's one of those drugs that I think they mix a lot of chemicals and it becomes cocaine. Like, it's not marijuana where they're, like, growing it. But, you know, whatever.
They don't just, like, pick it off a tree and put it in a bucket and then shake it up.
How would that even, like,
shake it up? I don't know.
The funny thing is it's, like, powder, you know what I mean? So, like, how would it even be on the tree? Like, it's in, like, a little acorn or something.
Just plug it. Pop it open.
Like, crack it open. Like,
flour. Flour isn't like that.
No, but they grind flour. Oh, so it's like a flour. It's like a wheat kind of thing.
Yeah. Maybe. I don't know.
So it's like a wheat kind of plant, and they pick it, and then they grind it up.
Then they,
And then they're like, "We got cocaine here."
that's how you make cocaine, everybody.
It's very informative. I wonder if anyone's tried to smuggle like flour, like or like if someone's tried to give someone flour and pretend it's cocaine. You know what I mean?
Maybe
it kind of looks similar, I guess. Probably not to people who know what cocaine looks like.
Probably not. Like, in the movies, it sure does.
Like that's flour. Sorry. Are you trying to give me flour here? Because that's flour. No, it's cocaine. It's real. It's just really thick.
And in the movies, though, they do the thing where they open the bag and with their pocket knife.
Or sniff it.
Yeah, and they like they put it in their mouth. And
And then they go.
Yeah, that's like, definitely that's flour.
And they're like, that's flour. Well, yeah, that's cocaine. That's the good stuff. And they always do the same thing, though you're right. They have, like, a pocket knife, and they, like, thumb the pocket knife, like, the edge of the blade.
Yeah.
And they, like, swipe it, and then they, like, they usually do their pinky, you know? Yeah.
They're like a sommelier, kind of.
They lick it, and then, like, and they put it on their tongue, and they're like, yeah. that's some good stuff. It's cocaine, all right. We gotta bust them now, or whatever. Yeah.
Okay, I had another weird news story.
What do you got?
So this was from the Siberian Times. The headline is Real Hunger Games gears up for TV launch from bear-infested island in Siberia.
What? That's a really long title.
Yeah. So it's the subtitle is The Ultimate Brutal Television Reality Contest.
So are they doing like a reality TV Hunger Games thing?
Yeah, it's sort of like a combination of The Running Man and Hunger Games and Battle Royale and
But it's real though, right?
Yeah, what they're doing is they're taking a bunch of people and they're putting them on this island in Siberia, and they're putting up like 1,000 cameras around the island, and it's a lot like Twitch TV, I guess. They're gonna have this website where you can tune in at any time and these people are allowed to do whatever they want.
Can they, like, kill each other or something? Because they do know that the Hunger Games is, like, about killing each other, right?
Called Game 2, Winter in Siberia. That's what it's like, Siberian name, I guess.
Yeah.
The reality TV program has quietly dropped a shocking rule that stated everything is allowed: fighting, alcohol, murder, rape,
what?
Smoking, anything.
How can they allow that? I don't understand.
So what they've said, that if you do it, they won't turn the cameras off, but that.
But you'll be in trouble with the law.
Yeah. That if the Russian police see it. Then.
So they're basically going to, like, turn a blind eye. Like, oh, well, that happened. So.
That's happening on camera number two right now.
Well, so they're going to basically treat it like it's almost like news or something. You know what I mean? Like, they're kind of like a third-party observer. And, like, these people can do whatever they want. I still don't know if that's, like, legal, but, like, maybe Russia has some weird, like, I don't know.
There must be.
Like, Russia's like, yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
Like, are you allowed to film that? You're not allowed to do that in the United States, I don't think.
No. I don't think so. I'm pretty sure that's, like, called the snuff film, and you're not allowed to make those. Yeah, you're not allowed to film someone murdering someone.
Yeah, it says that punishment will follow according to the Russian criminal code.
But they're not going to do anything about it.
They're on a remote island in Siberia, though. Like, it's not like the Russian police can just drive there.
That's
and
true.
Get them.
So, what's the win condition? They're not promoting killing, are they? Or are they just?
It doesn't say that they're promoting killing. I think it's just survive to the end or something.
Oh, so people might, like, die of starvation and stuff.
Yes. It also says that there's a lot of bears and that it's spring, so the bears will be extremely aggressive.
So basically, they're admitting that people could, like, die. Really, yes. On this show. That's kind of messed up.
And it says they're not allowed to bring, like, firearms. So even if they do run into a
bear. That's good.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so glad they put that in there. Whew, had me worried where they're like, oh, you can kill anyone you want, but no firearms. That's not allowed.
That's so much more dangerous, though.
What?
For the people involved, if you don't have a firearm.
It's a stupid rule because they're like, we don't want you killing anyone. But the bears can kill you. And if you find a way to kill someone without a firearm, A-okay. You know?
Yeah.
That seems weird. You know, this is probably some rich guy's, like, genius, like, reality TV show idea. And he's like, this is great, everyone's gonna watch this or whatever. And granted, I think a lot of people will watch it because they're sick like that.
You know? I'll watch it. I'm not gonna lie. Like,
no.
I'll check in on it. I want to see what's going on.
I had this idea when I was like 12. I think everyone had this idea.
Every 12-year-old had this
idea. Everyone was like, this is the greatest idea. Let's have a show where people, like, put on an island and they try to kill themselves. Or they try to kill each other. And the winner is like gets $1 million. Like, everyone had that idea when they were 12. And then you get a certain age and you're like, that's not a good idea.
That's really screwed up.
This guy, instead, he's like never matured enough to realize that was a bad plan.
Or maybe he did, but he knows that everybody had that plan and he just doesn't care.
So he was the one that, like, we all had this idea, but he was the one that's like, I'm going to follow through. Everyone says they want to do this. I'm going to do it. I'm going to be the first to do it. I feel like this is going to backfire on them, like, really bad.
I mean, if all the people sign agreements that say, you know...
Yes, but, I don't know, signing an agreement doesn't really, like... You know, you can't sign away certain things. I mean, maybe in Russia you can't. But, you know, in a free country, you can't be like, yes, you can kill me, signed me, and then you send it over, and then the guy's like, all right, boom, and then they're like, I'm immune, you can't do anything to me.
They signed here.
They signed it, look at this. You know, like, I don't know. That just seems off to me, personally.
It's either has the potential to backfire seriously, or this is just a big publicity stunt. They're like, ooh, there might be murder.
But I think it's a publicity stunt, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, there might be murder, but there's not going to actually be any.
Yeah.
I mean, potentially, there's still, like, anyone could murder anyone at any time without them saying that.
Right. You know,
But still, like, they're probably in the background, like, don't kill each other. Like, we don't want that.
Like, please.
Because that would get, that would shut their show down, like, so fast. That's messed up. I don't know how I feel about that. Like, that's like a dystopian future of Russia kind of deal.
Still, there's bears.
Yeah.
Like, still, there's bears.
It's like the Running Man.
Do you know Survivor Man, though? I mean, he's kind of done stuff like this before.
Yeah, but he doesn't kill anybody.
Yeah.
And he puts it all in his own hands. Like, it's like, you know, yeah. He's making the conscious choice, like, this is me, I'm making this decision, you know, I'm going to try to survive and then do it. And whereas, like, this is a group of people that are actively being promoted to, like, screw the other person so they don't survive, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, there's a pretty big difference there, you know?
Yes.
Maybe it's legal, but it's not moral, I don't think, in any way you look at it.
No, definitely not.
Anyway, do you want to get into some Reddit?
I'm ready for some questions.
Oh, we had a listener question today.
Oh, we had a listener question this week. I'm super excited about this.
Listener question. I like that. You're much better at sound effects than I am. Okay, so this listener question was sent in from Gio, which is a listener of our show and one of a good fan. So he asks, what is the best pool toy? Objectively, he didn't specify objectively, but I'm saying objectively what's the best
one. Yeah, what is the single best one?
Like, if you only had one pool toy, what would
I have a bunch of things floating around in my head for this.
floating this, around in your head.
See what I did? Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay, the first thing I think of is a grill, but that's not really a pool toy.
A grill?
Yeah.
Like cooking meat?
Yeah, cooking meat, but what? You do that
that's
on the
not
side
a pool
of the pool
toy. I'm thinking about things you put in the pool.
Okay, it has to go in the water.
Yes, it has to go in the pool. You have to play with it in the pool.
What about
a grill? Would be a bad idea.
Okay,
right. Yeah, I want to go down that tangent for a second because, like, if you had like a grill that you could like inflate, and then you could, like, start grilling meat in the pool.
Maybe it's electronic. You just bring over an extension cable.
Or it's like battery powered or something. And if it like corrodes too much, it like explodes or something.
Yeah.
What could go wrong?
See, we're onto something here.
The pool grill. It's like the George Foreman, you know? He like.
Yeah.
But it's like a grill.
You don't even have to leave the pool to flip your burgers.
It's a full version. Introducing the pool grill. You don't have to. Are you sick and tired of sitting in the pool and having to get up all the way over to your grill to flip your hot dog on that hot summer day? Well, worry no more, because the pool grill solves all those problems and more.
All you need is an extension cord.
Yeah, that you put. You're drawing electricity into your pool. It's completely safe. And then they, like, sell a specific extension cord that's supposed to, like, be, like, waterproof, but, like, you know. You know how good those things would get.
But no, do you remember those torpedo things?
Yes! Oh my god, I forgot about those.
Yeah, those are pretty
good.
Those
are cool. My first instinct was to say the noodle.
You know? The noodle's a classic choice.
Because you can float on the noodle, but you can also whack people with it.
Yes, and you can blow water out.
Yeah, there's like so many. It's like multi-use. Yeah. And you can like make it into like a circle and like, I don't know, you could do like weird things with it. Like it's like the Lego brick of pool toys, you know what I mean? So that's like the classic one, but yeah, the torpedo. I completely forgot about the torpedo.
Yeah, I still don't understand how those things work. They seem to defy the laws of fluid.
Well, you like have motion. To do like a flipping kind of motion.
Yeah, there's a special wrist movement that's
kind of like
that
allows you to do it. It's kind of like throwing like a baseball.
Yeah, if you got good with those, though, you could, like, hurt someone with them. Like, those go really fast through the water. Yeah.
They're really fun, though.
Yeah.
I haven't played with a pool toy in, like, 15 years, just FYI. Yeah,
it's been at least that long for me, too.
Because A, I don't live in Florida anymore, and B, I've not a kid anymore. Even though I want to. Now I want to go into a pool and use one of those torpedoes, because those are really fun.
You have to think, though. Okay. All right, so you're kind of a good viewpoint for this. True. Would you rather, you're only allowed to choose one, would you choose the torpedo or the noodle? Like, you're at Walmart with your mom, and she's going to make you choose between
my,
one and the
with
other.
With my mom. So I'm like 12 again. Is what
you're literally
saying.
Like 12 again.
Okay, yeah. And she's like, you can only get a torpedo or a noodle.
Which would you pick?
That's hard.
It is tough.
I might choose the torpedo because, like, you can use it with somebody else.
Right.
But if I could get, like, two noodles, then, I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true. You can't really share a noodle.
No, but you can share the torpedo. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I'd say torpedo just because, like...
I think that's a really good point. I think two noodles beats two torpedoes.
Yes, I agree. Yeah.
But one torpedo might beat one noodle.
It's like a weird card game. I got two noodles. Well, I got two torpedoes. Oh, damn. Yeah, no, I win because I have two noodles that beats
and
two
And I've
torpedoes.
Got the George Foreman pool grill that trumps all of them.
I got a brat going on the George Foreman pool grill. Come on over, everyone. And then, oh, you get like a floating beer.
Yeah, there's a keg. Do you know, like, on motorcycles, there's like a sidecar?
Yes.
There's one of those on the grill.
And it's like a keg on it or something?
Yeah, the grill needs to look like a motorcycle, and there's like a sidecar for the beer. It's perfect.
The pool grill. The problem with the pool grill, though, is like I feel like it'd be a little close to the water. Like, get your meat a little pooly. You know.
Even if it was charcoal, like the chlorine fumes are gonna get all in your food.
Oh man, that's bad. I feel like it would be gas, or maybe electric.
You put a gas pool grill. Are you insane? That's so much worse than electricity. If there's a leak, the whole pool is just a lake, inferno lake. Just
like, I didn't think about that.
Gas floats.
And then, like, if there's, like, a spark anywhere, the pool just explodes. This is, like, the safest invention we've ever come up with. The pool grill.
It's gas powered.
You can get it in gas or like charcoal. It's like
it's
your
got
option.
A pull start, like a pull start, like on lawnmowers.
Yes. Because you can't like light it because you're in the pool, so you gotta like pull it to get the light going. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a pull ignition.
Rum, rum, rum. It comes with a noodle to sit on, like, while you're near it. Like, so you have something to sit on while you're near the pool grill. Let me just start the pool grill up. Oh, man, this is harder than I thought it would be. Those pool starts are hard sometimes. Yeah, okay. Maybe it would be electric. You're probably right. That'd be probably
no,
right.
I think charcoal would be the safest. It's just if you spill it, there's a bunch of charcoal in your pool.
The problem with charcoal is, like, I don't know how you would... I don't know the configuration of the grill. Because I feel like it would tip over and spill into the water, and then you'd have charcoal in the water. Or, like the grill would, like... It would have to be, like, raised up, you know, over the charcoal. But then I don't know how it would, like, float and, like, stand up straight. You know what I mean? Like, it sounds complicated.
Yeah. And if anyone does anything, like, jumps in the water, that's...
Like, it tips over. It's like, no diving, no cannonballs near the pool grill, guys. It's the price we pay for the pool grill. You know.
Yeah.
The price we pay for the pool grill is no cannonballs near the pool grill. That it kind of defeats the whole purpose of the pool grill, though, right? Like,
yeah, at that point, you're better off on just a land
grill. On land grill. But, I mean, okay, here's an advantage of the pool grill. If you're out on the ocean, you know, right?
Like, there's you're out on the waves.
Ocean. No, hear me out. You're out in the ocean. And you're on your little skipper boat, right? You have like a party. You want to have a party, but you don't have enough room on the boat for a whole grill and grilling. So you take your pool grill out. They can have like an ocean version. Like it's salt. It's stainless steel, so it doesn't rust in salt.
There's no such thing as steel that doesn't rust in salt.
Well, maybe they'll George Foreman will figure it out.
Yeah, make it out of plastic.
Yeah, that's a good idea right there. Make it out of some like alloy that doesn't rust. I don't know. So you take your pool grill out, your ocean grill, and you put it in the ocean. And now you have, you know, you can have a little barbecue. You can have a little ocean party, you know.
It doesn't sound safe.
What? Not to you? Or in general? No. Not to you?
I mean, maybe. Mm-hmm. No, it just doesn't sound. I don't think there's a way to safely do it. I think that's why the pool grill doesn't exist.
I feel like this is like perfect like infomercial fodder though. Like it sounds like someone might have tried it and they're like, this isn't a good idea. You know, like it didn't get past like the prototype phase, you know? Yeah. What I mean, like some inventors like, this is the next thing, the pool grill, it's the next big thing, all the pool parties are gonna have one. And then they like made a prototype and it just didn't work. What were you gonna say?
Oh, nothing.
Well, you know what I mean, like it didn't get past the prototype though.
Yeah, the safety scanning, quality assurance, or whatever.
We'll just use gas now. It'll be fine, everyone. Okay, so anyway, getting back to the actual question before we had the pool grill was, I think I would go with the noodle because it's like the classic.
Yeah, toy. I think the noodle is the best choice.
Just like the noodle is like the glazed donut of pool toys. You know what I mean? It's never going to let you down.
But if you're 12 and you're at Walmart and you can only choose one,
I would do the
you might want to go with the torpedo if you have a friend.
What about the basketball hoop?
Right. I don't really enjoy those.
Just throwing it more out there is all.
Yeah.
And get the hoop. You know, you got to have the ball with that.
Yeah.
What about the wings? The floaties?
I mean, depending on the age group, it might be good for someone who's,
yeah,
I don't know. I think if you're old enough to have a favorite toy, then you're too old to be using water wings.
Yeah, no, I agree. I was just kidding.
Yeah.
What about the mats? Those are kind of cool. Those aren't really toys, but they're
mats.
Cool. Yeah, you know the you know what I'm talking about, the floating mats.
You just like lay on them.
You've never seen those before?
I think I've seen them.
Floating pool mats. I'm googling that. See if that works. Yeah, yeah, they're just like big floating mats, and you lay on them. And they never work because, like, if you move an inch, you'll tip over,
basically. Yeah, they're really slippery. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
But they're fun for, like, a second, and then you're like, wow, these don't work very well. I think
Noodle has all the utility of all of those pool toys.
Yeah, it really does. Because, like, you can't really tip the noodle over. You're in the water already.
Yeah. You can ride it like a horse. You can ride it like a tube.
You can shoot water out of it by blowing into the one side. You can whack people with it. It's got everything. It's like all the things you need.
That's everything you should be doing in a pool.
In the pool, yeah. That's like all the things you need to be doing in a pool. Okay, do you want to get into some Reddit questions?
Yes.
All right, let's do it.
Okay.
Do you have one? Oh, go ahead.
Yeah,
go ahead.
This is the really bad one before the show that I refused to redo that no one would ever want to know the answer to.
I want to hear it even more now.
We're doing it. What is your in the shower routine?
Why would anyone want to know this question? Okay, I'll bear it all. Oh, see what it is there. Bear it all.
Yeah, bear it all.
For our listeners. This is like kind of a boring question, though. That's the problem with it. I guess, you know, clean with soap and water.
And then get out.
Do the hair thing, you know. And, you know, there are some smaller steps in there, but I'm not going to go into detail. You know what I mean?
I think that's good, yeah.
Because the clean part, you know, there's multiple parts that you clean.
Yeah, there is.
Let's just put it that way. You know. What about you? Or do you have like do you like flip that on its head or something?
Not really.
No.
Usually, I sit down in the shower for at least like 5 minutes every single day, just because I wake up extremely early and get right in the shower.
Gets you.
And I need like 5 minutes.
Kind of wakes you up.
Wake up. Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. I don't do that. And go ahead.
When I was a kid, I heard this comedian talk about what he does in the shower, and his everyday shower experience was that after he's, you know, he sat down in the shower, and then he slowly gets up, like the Terminator, and sings the Terminator theme.
Do you do that every time?
No, but I think about it sometimes.
But you think about doing it? You, like, clench your fists, like, you know.
And slowly rise. And go, do-do-do-do-do.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Because, like, in the movie, it's like, you know, obviously, he's naked or anything. He's kind of, like, wet. He's, like, in a puddle or something at that point, you know. Oh, that's great. I like that. Do you ever fall asleep in the shower?
I have.
Because you're sitting down. I would imagine you could fall asleep. Like, standing up, you can't. I mean, you can, technically, but it's harder.
The shower is, like, partially my snooze time. Like, some people use the snooze on their alarm. I just sit down in the shower for 5 minutes and
that's
just kind of.
That's interesting. I wonder how many people do that.
Probably not many.
Because, you know, we don't really talk about, as a society, we don't really talk about shower habits.
We don't talk about what we do in the shower.
We talk about, I go in, I took a shower, something happened, and then I got out of the shower, you know. Yes. No one really talks about the ins and outs of showering. It's shower talk with Timasis and Beth. I'm just kidding.
Learn what we
do in the shower every day.
That's really funny. You know, that's really funny.
What, shower talk with Timasis and Beth?
Have you ever seen American Beauty? There's a shower talk scene in that movie with Kevin Spacey. No,
I mean, I have, but I don't remember the scene.
What happened? He goes into detail about what he does in the shower.
Like crevices and stuff.
I'll just say that he, never mind.
He goes into detail? Is that what you're going to say? Yeah, oh, I know. I know where you're going with this. Yeah. I mean, I don't do that in the shower.
He takes extra steps. He's got multiple agendas in his.
It's shower. Not just about cleanliness. Let's just,
no.
Let's just put it that way.
It was a really good movie.
For him. Oh, no, I noticed. He's got multiple steps.
I don't know why I thought about that.
He's got multiple steps. He has many agendas. That's a really funny way to put it. shower talk. This should be like our new format.
Yeah, instead of like, trivia.
At the end of the show, we're just like, it's shower talk time. How was your shower today? What did you do? Anything stand out about your shower today?
And then what were some of the highs and lows,
and the lows of your shower,
your shower experience?
And then occasionally one of us will be like, well, I took a bath. And they're like, whoa.
I don't think I've taken a bath in like 10 years.
No, me neither. I'm trying to think the last time I took a bath. I can't think. I can't even imagine.
I don't have enough patience to take a bath.
No, I mean, it takes a really, it's like a whole thing. It's like a whole event.
Yeah.
You know, you're like, you have to like carve time out of your day to take a bath.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have time for that.
Yeah, you could be playing video games instead.
You could be doing a million things other than taking a bath. Like, if someone says, I'm going to take a bath, I'm like, all right, I'll see you in like 3 hours. You know, because you have to turn the water on. It takes like 20 minutes to fill up. Gets hot. You get in the bathtub. And then you're like, how do I clean myself in the bathtub?
You stew there for
you're
like.
Kind of chilling. And then you're like, oh, well, let me put the soap in and turn the jets on or whatever. And you're like, I forgot how to bathe in the bath. And by the time you're out, you're like, okay, that was a waste of time. It's relaxing, though, I guess. You know, it's a fun thing to do. Okay, so other than shower talk.
We are almost coming up on the end of the show, and all we have talked about is pool toys and showers.
All right, well, let me do a couple more. We'll blaze through the rest
of these.
All
right, let's blaze through
some. What's the best way to make a couple $100 really quick? Donate
get
blood.
Get a job.
Get a job. Good. I would say donate blood, but I've never done it before because I'm afraid of needles.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
You don't know what they're doing with your blood.
I'm going to do one, and then you're going to do one, and then we're going to go back and forth, okay? What is a simple task that seems to freak you out or give you anxiety that's pretty typical or normal? Not normal to have anxiety, but like, you know.
Giving blood.
Giving blood. Yeah, I get anxious, but like talking to a stranger on the phone is always an anxiety thing for me.
I'm like, pretty good at that.
You're pretty good at that?
Yeah.
Like, if like someone calls me, I need to make an appointment somewhere. I'm like, how do I do this? Like, what's the proper protocol for, like, asking them things or whatever?
I have to deal with strangers on the phone a lot, and it's just I've gotten to where it's like, well, we're both in this situation together.
Like, this is awkward, but whatever, it's fine. This is the par for the course.
I know that you need to get through this as much as me. I'm going to facilitate this.
Let's power through it. Yeah,
I got it. Like, I know that you don't want to talk to me. Like, it's and fine.
But you're like, I don't want to talk to you either. That's fine. All right, what else you got?
Okay, without spaceships and rockets, how would you attempt to get to another planet?
Ooh, that's a really good question. Okay. I don't really know the answer to that.
My initial thought is that, you know, we're living in a non-scientific society, and that I would attempt to get there via, like, religious rituals.
Like a
obviously, they wouldn't work. I mean, who's to say, but...
No, you're right. Like, if we didn't have those things, then you would assume we're, like, kind of mystical, and we're like, I'll just do a chant and hope that I teleport there or something.
Yes. And then, like, maybe there would be rumors about it occasionally working because people would sometimes go missing after rituals.
Like unverified stuff and be like, oh, it really works. John, he teleported to Mars and now he lives there.
We haven't seen him since.
And now he's a prince on Mars. And he owns all of Mars or something, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. My first thought was balloons, even though that's a terrible idea.
I think space balloons are a thing.
Are they?
You can get pretty high. Yeah. I don't think you can go to space.
There's like a thing like a solar wing or something like that. Like it like moves with the sun or some shit.
Yeah, that was in Planet of the Apes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I would try something with that. Although I have no idea how that works, so I wouldn't succeed, but there you go. I would try it. You know. It'd be in like a glass container or something.
It's actually kind of feasible, isn't it?
I don't know.
I think someone at NASA has said something about solar wings before. And
the other one was like, this was a thing for a while. Someone wanted to make like a space elevator. Have you heard about that?
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, like it literally just goes all the way into space. It wouldn't work for planets, but like someone I think was talking about it for like the moon or something, you know? Like,
doesn't that just seem like a really bad idea?
Yes, it seems like a horrible idea. But, I mean, someone said this thing, you could do a space elevator.
I feel like elevators that go, like, 15 stories up are really dangerous.
Yeah, I feel like this problem with a space elevator is, like, you put it into space, and then it's going to immediately get smacked into by some debris, you know, and get broken, you know?
Yeah.
You'd have to repair it all the time.
It like buckles under its own weight because it's an elevator.
Well, there's no weight in space. Yeah. So, haha.
But there's weight on
Touché.
Earth.
Oh, that's true. Damn. And there's gravity on the moon. Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn. Foiled that plan. All right, bad. Okay.
All right, next question.
What is the worst time to have to go to the bathroom?
When there isn't one around.
Oh, it's always the worst time.
Yes.
Yeah, that's bad. It always happens, like, the same time, too. It's like, oh, there's no bathroom, you'll never be able to go. All right, go, your turn. We're like doing
a lightning. How do you flirt?
I don't know the answer to that.
Yeah, neither do I.
And I don't ever think I will. So,
there you go. Don't think I ever will
either. Well, take a stab at it. What would be your methodology?
No.
How do you do it?
It's a totally
alien concept. Because I haven't had to in over 10 years, but you potentially could have to, you know, so what would you do? You know,
I don't know.
I'm the girl, you know.
Do you want me to flirt with you?
Yeah, let's try it.
Hey, how you doing?
Hold on.
Did I successfully flirt?
Not yet. I haven't told you about the situation yet. So where are you? Where are we? You can even make the place, you know.
We're at the laundromat.
Ooh, okay.
Right?
All right, sure. It's fine. If that's what you want, you know.
I mean, okay. I've never been to a laundromat. But
it's like, that's like the indie movie place to meet women, right? Yeah. It's like, oh, there's a girl reading a book at the laundromat.
Yes.
And she's reading, like, what book would it be? It would be, like, some poetry thing, like...
A tree grows in wherever the tree grows.
In the forest.
No, that's an actual book.
Is it? Oh, I'm sure it is.
A tree grows in the forest. Somewhere.
And then I, like, part my hair back, and I'm like, and
and then I have to approach you, right?
Yeah, see, that's always the awkward part. Like, how does that work?
So I make my approach, and I'm like, hey, I've got this coupon for laundry.
Wow, that's what an opening line. And then I would be like, great. And then I'd go back to reading. So failure.
That's and then I would turn around and walk away.
See, I would... got this coupon for laundry. That's your opening line. Got this coupon.
I mean, I'm trying to be helpful, right? Hey, you laundromat.
You want to see this coupon I got? Yeah, but you're not offering her the coupon. You're just telling her that you have a coupon. Like, that's great.
I
mean, glad you have a
coupon. I don't want to, like, force the coupon.
Okay, so you're saying, like, well, hey, then maybe...
got this coupon if you want it.
Okay, so it came off like you were bragging about how you had a coupon.
See, this is...
Like, hey, I got a coupon and you don't. Maybe you could be like, I have an extra coupon for laundry.
Yeah, that's probably a better choice of words. And then she's like,
oh, I would really appreciate their extra coupon. It's okay. Now what?
Here you go. Here's the coupon.
Thanks so much.
Wow, we're really hitting it off, aren't we?
That's what you would say. It's your next line. Thanks for the coupon. Wow, we're really hitting it off. That is, wow, you got it. Sold. And then she would be like, yeah, we are. I'm Amanda. Let's go on a date sometime. And then boom.
And then we did it.
You're in. Over the coupon. You got to find that mutual connection, you know. The coupon or whatever it is in your situation. You got to find that connection and roll with it. You're good at that.
I know. You too.
Well, yes. I'm not good. I'm admitting I'm not. But it was funny anyway. Okay. How many questions do you have time for? Maybe one more or a couple more? Do you have a really, really good one?
Maybe. Yeah, do you have one? I can say one.
I have okay ones. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. When playing a game that allows you to pick your character's attributes, which ones do you always pick and why?
I always do intelligence because I'm, like, pretentious like that.
Yeah. I always pick... intelligence, because that's usually the best one.
Yeah, yeah, it usually is. I mean, if you're gonna smack things, you pick strength. But if you're gonna do anything else, you pick intelligence.
Actually, I think I have a better reason. I like to min-max games, and usually intelligence is the min-max stat.
Yeah. So yeah, either you have none, or you have like max.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I usually like to play characters that have max.
Yeah, and intelligence gets you, like, more throughout the career of your character,
yeah,
usually.
Like, it gets you some special things. Like, strength is just like, oh, you can hit people hard, and intelligence will get you other things.
If we're using Fallout as an example, right. You get more skill points for more intelligence.
Yeah, and you get to unlock things you wouldn't normally get to have if you didn't have intelligence.
Yeah.
And you can make, like, intelligence checks, whereas strength is like, you can hit people better, and you can hit people even better, and you can hit people even better, you know.
Yeah, intelligence, you get to make more decisions in the game, and more decisions is more fun.
Okay, final question, because this one's funny. Change one letter in a company's name or abbreviation. What is the new company? What does it do?
This is something that I've noticed for a long time. There's a sanitation company called Cintas.
Cintas? Okay, how does that spell?
Cintas.
Okay.
I would add an A.
Where?
After the N.
Cintas?
Yes, it's satanic backwards.
I didn't get it.
I've always noticed that name. That
so
it's pretty much satanic backwards.
So Cintas.
Sanitation company. Yeah.
So then they would still be a sanitation company, but they would have like this weird, like satanic.
I think that would be really cool. I mean, I'm not like a Satanist or anything, but
you think it'd be cool if they were a sanitation company that worshipped Satan?
Yeah, that's neat, isn't it?
That sounds like a graphic novel like thing, you know. Yeah, we work for Cintas, and then it's like in their background it's like everyone's a Satanist or something.
It's like like Satan is bad and evil, and like cleanliness and you know sanitation is like good. There's like a dichotomy or something. Yeah.
And then like so, where they have like dumpsters across the town, And the ones that have, like, symbols on them are, like, where they have their, like, cult meetings or something.
Yes.
And they, like, light them on fire when they do their Satanist thing.
Maybe they're a satanic sanitation company.
Oh, see, that even rhymes. Satanic
and
sanitation.
They dispose of their trash in really environmentally unfriendly ways.
Oh, good.
Like they burn tires and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, something. Yeah. But they have like rituals while they do it.
Yeah.
Like they're like, please accept this offering of burning tires or whatever.
Yes. They like spray aerosol cans in the air.
Yeah. While they're doing it, yeah.
Yeah.
They take ritual. All the trash and they just dispose it in the most environmentally unsound ways possible.
Yes.
I like it. Sanitas. Satanic sanitation. But no one would know. Like, a few people would know, but most people would just be like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, I use Sanitas as my garbage company.
Yeah, that would be like a conspiracy news story. And then their PR representative, whoever, would just be like, no.
John,
just making things up. It's just a coincidence that
Steve,
our name is
good guy would be like no just a coincidence. Isn't there another company that like a few years back or maybe like 10 years ago was like, oh, they're satanic or something, and no one ever proved it, but it was like a rumor. It was like Heinz or like Nabisco or something. I don't remember. It was like one of those big food companies.
Oh, I think it was McDonald's.
Was it?
Yeah, I think the theory was that the M stood for, like, Moloch or something.
Like some satanic thing.
I feel like I read that on the internet somewhere once.
McDonald's, the M in McDonald's, it doesn't stand for McDonald's.
Yeah, the arches are, like, the arches of hell or something.
Like demon horns or something.
Yeah.
The hell arches, like, that's real. That's in the Bible. The hell arches.
Yeah, there's classic hell arches.
The golden hell arches. That's like the gateway into hell. It's like two McDonald's arches.
I'd believe it.
You know? Yeah. And they're like really bright, like neon or whatever. It's like, what's that? Oh, those are the golden hell arches. And they're like, great. And then you have to eat McDonald's every day for the rest of your life.
Sounds horrible.
And that's hell for you right there. Okay. Do you want to get into some trivia?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right, let's do it. It's your turn today.
Yes.
Do the trivia sound effects for our audience.
Here we go.
I feel like it's different every week, but I mean, that's fine.
It's always Mario.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's just a different jingle every week for Mario. You just pick a different segment of Mario. Okay, so your trivia categories today are Australia, video games, and bird.
Okay.
Your lifelines that you have to choose for: 5-second Google, 10-second Bing, 30-second Yahoo, 50-50, Monty Hall It, Phone a Friend, Ask a Rando, or Rhyme Time.
Okay, I'm gonna go with Monty Hall, 50-50.
Whoa.
And 30-second Yahoo. I think that's the inaugural use of 50-50.
It is the inaugural use of 50-50, yeah. That's crazy. You're using two, like, 50-50 style ones, though. That's might be smart. And 30-second Yahoo, you're giving yourself ample time. You're really playing this one to win right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just want to mention, we started over trivia on a clean slate last week, and I got one right. So the current score is 1-0. But if you do a little better, then you're going to be ahead. So, are you ready for your first question?
Yes.
Okay, your first question is in Australia, the Australia category. What animal is on the Western Australia flag? Is it A, the black swan, B, the crocodile, C, the wombat, or D, the wallaroo?
Oh, it could be any of these.
You like how all the Australia questions of the show are animal related?
Yeah.
As they should be.
Black swan, what was the other
crocodile,
one?
Wombat, or wallaroo? Yes, wallaroo is a real animal. It's kind of like a kangaroo.
Okay, I'm going to have to go with 30-second Yahoo for this one.
All right, let's do it.
All right, let me know when the Windows timer has...
Oh, right.
I need initiated.
Clock. Hold on. It takes like 20 minutes for me to set this up. It's the worst freaking thing. All right, well, you're doing 30 seconds, right? I have to scroll all the way down to 30 seconds because I can't just type it in because Windows is the best. Okay, I'm ready whenever you are.
Western Australia's flag?
Yeah, Western Australia's flag. You want me to repeat the question?
I'm ready.
Black swan, crocodile, wombat, or wallaroo? Western Australia. All right. 3, 2, 1, and yahoo.
Okay. What animal is in Western Australia's flag?
The Western flag of Australia has a black swan, I think that is.
Is that your final answer?
Final answer.
Black swan is correct.
Okay.
Good job. That was easy.
That was actually a guess. I just saw a picture.
Oh, really?
So if there's a chance, there was a chance in my mind that a wallaroo could look a lot like a swan. Because I don't know what a wallaroo looks like.
You're like, oh, that's a black swan. And then I'm like, nope, actually it's a wallaroo. And then you Google a picture and it looks exactly like a black swan. It just has like a white feather somewhere. Yeah. Like its beak is a different color or something. It's actual wallaroo, which is very similar to a black swan, but not quite. I'm not that evil. Okay, are you ready for your second question?
I'm ready.
Okay, the category is video games. How old is Sonic in Sonic Adventure?
Oh,
is he
no.
A? Is he A 8, B 15, C 23, or D 35?
Oh my god! Okay. Is Sonic like a dog? Like 1 year is like 7 years? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm not at liberty to say. I'm not at liberty to say.
Is Sonic Years a thing?
Maybe. I don't know. Like, you mean, like, if, like, he was, like, 2, it would be equivalent of, like, you
14.
Know, 14 or something? Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. It's hard to say. And you don't know if the Sonic Years would be 7 years like a dog. It could be, like, I don't know, 3 years or something. Like, Sonic Years could be a different value. Right?
Sonic could be any of these ages. 8, 15,
23,
and
35? Yeah. Sonic. Oh, I shouldn't 15, put 15,
23.
You know what I can do for you? I can look up a hedgehog's lifespan, and I can tell you that.
That's not going to help at all.
It's 2 to 5 years. So perfect. Sonic years could be 2 years. It could be 5 years. It could be anything in between. Just letting you know. Like, I don't know if that's applicable, but, you know, there you go.
All right, I'm going to Monty Hall it.
Okay.
I'll lock in 35.
You're going to lock in 35?
Yeah.
And then I have to delete the other two, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so it is not 8 and it is not 23.
Okay.
So Sonic is either 15 or 35.
I'm going to choose 15, and I have a reason for this.
Let's go ahead.
I feel like if Sonic said he was 35 in one of his games, it would alienate a lot of his audience.
And also, I feel like he would remember that, like, really strongly. Yes. Like, I'm 35. You're like, you're what? You're 35? What are you doing going on adventures and shit? Like, this is weird. What are you doing dating, like, Amy Rose the mouse or whatever? Like, you should be settling down at 35. Yeah, I hear you. Okay, so 15 is your final answer.
Yes.
15 is correct.
Nice.
C is 15.
I was hoping it was 35, if I'm being honest.
I kind of want to see a Sonic game where he is 35. In Japanese video games, 35 is, like, really old. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
Even though it's not really old in real life. But, like, in all the Final Fantasies, if a character's, like, 35, he's, like, an old man. You know what I mean? Yeah,
he's, like, who's the guy in Final Fantasy X? Aaron?
Yeah, Auron or whatever. He's like 38 or something. He's like, oh, he's really old.
He's gray and is like a limp.
Yeah, and like Cid in Final Fantasy VII is like 35 or something, and he's like an old man or whatever.
Yeah, 35 is like even too old to have like a partner in Final Fantasy games.
Yeah, like, it's like, no, you're really old.
It's like you're already a widower. Like,
yeah. So, like, if Sonic was 35 in a game, he wouldn't be the main character. He'd be, like, the mentor of, like, a new Sonic. You know, like,
yeah,
Sonic's
like
kid or
Batman
something.
Batman Forever, kind of.
Yeah, yeah. And he'd, like, probably have, like, an eye patch or something.
Yeah.
You know? And he'd be like, I'm Sonic. Yeah, like a Batman Forever kind of deal. He'd be like, when I was your age, I went really fast.
So, I could collect all the rings.
I could get all the rings. And, like, Dr. Eggman would still be around, but he'd be, like, really, really old. He'd be, like, 100 or something.
He'd be, like, a brain in a jar kind of person, I think.
Yeah. And the jar would have, like, a mustache on it.
Yes.
To let you know it's Dr. Eggman still. Okay. Are you ready for the bird trivia?
I'm ready.
Okay. What is Donald Duck's middle name? Is it A, Dermot, B, Fauntleroy, C, Benedict, or D, Adalbert?
Uh-oh.
You have another 50-50.
All right, what? What is right, Donald... I'm going to go ahead and use the 50-50.
You're just going to use it right now. Okay, yeah. So Donald Duck's middle name. Is it A, Dermot, B, Fauntleroy, C, Benedict, or D, Adalbert?
Okay. So you have to narrow it down to two.
Oh, yeah, you don't choose. Yeah. I'm going to eliminate Dermot and Benedict. So it's either...
my guesses.
Really? One of those was your guesses. So it's either Fauntleroy or Adalbert. I can spell them if you'd like.
Donald Fauntleroy Duck. Donald... What's the other one?
Adalbert.
Adalbert Duck. Fauntleroy Duck. Adalbert Duck. I'm going to go with Donald what is it?
Adalbert.
Adalbert Duck. That's a lot of hard consonants, though.
Adalbert Duck. You have to say it like that.
Donald Adalbert Duck. Donald Fauntleroy Duck.
I'm really amused by you figuring.
Did you
this
make
out.
These up? These
what do you
are
mean?
Really good.
Did I make what up?
The multiple choice names.
Yeah, I made the multiple choice names up.
That's awesome.
I mean, one of them isn't true.
Fauntleroy. Daddlebert.
Adalbert with an A.
Adalbert.
Adalbert.
Fauntleroy Adalbert. yeah, I'm gonna. This is. It could be either one. This is annoying.
I love it.
All right, I'm gonna go with Donald. I literally don't know which one it is.
I know. You said that.
Bert Duck.
You're trying to see which one sounds better.
It's gonna be the one that sounds worse, though.
Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna go with Donald Adalbert Duck. Final answer.
Final answer. Donald yes. Adalbert Duck is incorrect. It's Donald it. Fauntleroy Duck.
I knew there was too many hard consonants.
Adalbert. You should have followed your heart. All right. Well, you got two out of three, bringing our score currently to 2-3 with you in the lead. So good job. You did better than I did last week. So, I mean, there's that. Okay, so do you want to end the show with another Reddit question?
Do you have one you want to do?
I mean, I have three more that are all really bad.
Okay,
so we can do one of those. Oh, and I have two more. So what is the weirdest thing you could say while hugging someone? It's a weird question. I feel like
I know what you did last summer.
Just quote a movie from what's
the name? 90s.
The 90s. No, you did last summer. Yeah, I don't know what the weirdest thing you say, but that's bad. Final. Do you have another question? I do. I have one more.
That's okay, yeah, go for it.
How do you negatively impact the environment?
How do I personally?
Yes, personally, yeah.
I don't always recycle.
Tisk, tisk, tisk.
Yeah.
I recycle, but I'm bad at remembering to recycle. Like, my recycling will be really big, so I feel, like, really bad for the recycling people. Like, here's all my recycling for the past 3 months that I forgot to take out.
Yeah. You know? The way I do it is sometimes my recycling, if it fills up faster than the garbage, sometimes I just put the recycling in the garbage so that I can take both the bags out at the same time.
So you're, like, that lazy. Like, I don't want to deal with it kind of thing.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Like, so your recycling becomes garbage because you don't want to deal with the recycling.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear you. How would you... So here's the final question we're going to end the show on, because we have like 5 minutes. How would you change your life so you could negatively impact the environment at the most degree without, like, changing your lifestyle around too much? Like, the least you could do to make the biggest negative impact on your environment. You know what I mean?
I mean, you can order radioactive stuff on the internet.
Yeah, but that takes some effort. I'm talking about, like, just, like, minimum effort on your part. Okay. Or, you know, even make your life easier. Like, the recycling example, you just don't recycle anymore, right?
Yeah, I could just not recycle.
That doesn't have a really big environmental impact. It's just, like, one person recycling.
You could just leave your sink on.
Yeah, but that would be expensive.
Yeah.
That's true, you could do that.
Actually, it wouldn't be that expensive for me because everybody on my floor shares a water bill. So,
yeah,
it wouldn't really impact me that much.
Well, it would in an indirect way. They'd get really mad at you. But who was running their water? They would figure it out. I would figure it out. If I got like a really big water bill, I'd be like, someone's wasting water here.
Most of the people in my building, though, are like 2 and 3 people living together. So I kind of pay an unfair amount already.
Yeah.
Relatively speaking.
Yeah.
Probably, but...
What's the worst thing you could do environmentally that's, like, doesn't really impact your life that much? Like, that's, like, easy to do. Like, is there any, like, really inefficient vehicle you could drive that would, like, be easy for you but also be really bad for the environment?
I think there's a way to modify your car so that it outputs a lot more things that are bad.
But it, like, gets better mileage or something?
No, I think it gets worse mileage. Oh, people do it anyway.
What? Why? Despite everyone else?
Because it makes loud sounds.
Oh,
because
it's, like, fun or something. It's like, listen, my car, go. Yeah. You guess that's fun.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah, that's fun to you. Okay, well, that has been episode 120. I was about to say 126.
You're a little ahead of...
We'll never get there. No, that has been episode 26 of the Time Bat Show. I'm Time Aces.
And I'm Pat Snacks.
And remember...
if you're feeling bad...
do it like Dad. Wow, that was an old one. Mm. Good night, everyone.
Good night.